Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, Steve, we're so glad to have you in the VFN radio studios today.
Good to be here.
Steve Kalaszewski here with us in the studios, and I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I just want to talk to you today, you know, as a Marine, you know, and you know, there's so many Marines and Navy and Army and Air Force that are where you are, you know, when you came back from serving a country. And first, I want to say that I'm grateful. I'm grateful for your service. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for your sacrifice. I'm grateful for every patrol you took. I'm grateful for all those things that you went through and all the dust that you swallowed and all the pain that you've experienced and the loss of close friends that you were willing to do that for us. And it means so much to me, and I'm so thankful. And I know that words are really, you just don't put words on it, but you do need to hear that we're grateful. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful to all those that have stood up for our rights and our country. And no matter what people say, you know, I'm grateful for you. And I know that many other listeners right now are very grateful. But I want to say this, you know, sometimes you have, when you're coming back from this high intensity, you're just, everything's just, you're on edge, you know, and coming from, as we were talking about my law enforcement experience, you know, you're like chasing bad guys and all this kind of stuff. And then you come home and say, would you like a cup of coffee? You know, like, this doesn't compute, you know, exactly. It doesn't compute. And you have to kind of adjust yourself and kind of share. I mean, you know, it all started with needing more ranch dressing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, because it's so, are we really worried about something so minor when so many major things are going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to this man or woman that served our country, and they're trying to come back, and they're looking at a people that is totally disconnected with the reality of how things really are. And they're talking about minor things, but they need somebody that connects with them that understands that God understands.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And God can meet you. Can you talk to them right now?
Well, it's hard to try to have other people empathize in a situation that they didn't experience. And I couldn't figure that out. And the hardest thing about going in the Marine Corps was getting out and coming back home. And it's amazing how America, you see America with a totally different set of eyes after you go overseas, you know, and you see children barefoot, you know, haven't bathed in weeks. You give them a soccer ball, and it's like giving an American an Escalade or a 4,000 square foot house. But a child is genuinely happy. And, you know, you come back to America, and, you know, it's hard to empathize with people complaining about, you know, what somebody said on a talk show host.
Yes, it's
and talk show or.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Or, you know, missing a phone call. And
or text not moving fast enough.
Yeah. And, you know, in the teams when I operated, you know, we had rules. And the rules were don't get shot.
It's a good rule.
If you get shot or if you get shot at, just shoot back.
Yeah.
And,
another good rule.
Don't die. That was it. And, you know, take care of your gear. Gear take care of you. Clean your rifle. That's it. Right. And, it's amazing how you come back home and it's just like, how do you operate?
That doesn't work in outside of a war zone, does it?
No, because there was no self over there. The mission wasn't done until, you know, you were back in front of the lines, all gear was up and accounted for, and, you know, all packs were accounted for. You know, everybody was here. We knew where everybody was. Vehicle was clean. Rifles were cleaned. We sent up the report to, you know, a platoon sergeant, and we were good to go. It's like, okay, now you can go get something to eat. Now you can go take a shower. And, you know, we're plagued with such a selfish mindset in our culture that team is just not taught.
That's right.
It's just individuality. It's just me first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got out of the Marine Corps, you know, it was just something else that God used to bring me to himself. And when I got out, I just didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't talk to my family. I couldn't talk to my friends because they're like, you know, well, we want to help you. And I'm like, I want to help me. Get in line.
Right.
And I didn't know who to talk to.
Right.
You know, I couldn't talk to people. And then even the guys that I operated with, it was hard because it was just like, you know, you're talking to them and it's just like, okay, now how do I go back and try to operate as a civilian now? Because all I want to do is be back overseas. And
right.
When you're overseas, all I want to do is be back home. And it's just,
right.
I couldn't compute. Like I was, all of a sudden I was trying to digest. It was like everything started to come back to reality. It was just like, okay, what just happened over the last 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you get trained up so efficiently that when something happens, you don't think, you just react.
Right.
You know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, who to tell what it is that you're doing, and a timeline to get there so people don't die.
Right.
You know, when you train, you know, mistakes happen.
Mm.
When mistakes happen in war, people die.
That's right.
So I just had a very hard time coming back home and how to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So what did God, how did God meet you? What happened? Yeah. How did, because men can't fix that, but God, God understands, he empathizes then. He totally. Yeah.
So I waited tables all through, high school and college. So when I got out of the Marine Corps, I was just like, I'll just go back and just do what I did before. I don't know what else to do.
You're shooting, you're defending the country. You're you know, riding in Humvees, you're the tip of the spear, mm-hmm. and you come back and the very Americans that you were fighting for,
mm-hmm.
you were serving them at their table.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who didn't, well, not everybody, I mean, they're people, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And now you're serving them.
Yeah. And I was actually, I was working at a restaurant locally here in Pensacola, mm-hmm. and, you know, I was going through post-traumatic stress disorder. I was going through, you know, talking to psychiatric help, talking to mm-hmm. VA representatives, and VA meaning Veterans Affairs. And I was just a mess. Mm-hmm. I was just not doing well. And I was trying to put on the mask of just like, oh, right. You know, I'm, and this one night I was working a double. And a double means like a back-to-back shift. I work an opening shift, and then I worked a closing shift.
Being a waiter or waitress, a single is a big deal.
Right.
A double is like really a big deal.
Right. And I had told my boss many times before not to put me on the patio. And being in the patio at this restaurant, it was you got like 10 tables, and they just seat them all at once, and it was just like chaos. And I had no patience. And I kept telling him, I'm like, stop putting me out there. I'm like, this is not. So anyways, I get put on the patio one night, and very busy night, and I'm just starting to just unravel and being very impatient. And I'm working on this table. It's like a six or eight top, meaning like there's eight people at this table. And this old elderly lady, she's probably like 65, just goes off the handle. I mean, she just starts shouting at me, and she's pointing at me, and she is literally screaming in her chair, looking up at me and screaming. And
she did not have a clue, did she?
It was not
the thing to do.
Yeah, I just snapped.
Yeah.
You know, for 28 years, I was trying to hold together every problem and,
yes,
you know, cry in my life.
Right.
And in an absolute instant, I saw myself punching her in the throat. And I saw myself killing her. I saw myself standing over her.
Right. This is fresh from Iraq. This is what's on.
Yeah.
Your heart, she's coming that way, and that's what you visually see. It's not so happening, but you saw it.
And
which is actually what you saw when you're in fighting in Iraq. You're seeing that all the time in your head. You got to practice and role play because you got to see this so you can actually live.
Yeah.
You know, and now you come back to this life. You know, this.
Right. And,
well,
that scared me.
Yeah.
I see. No, they don't. They don't train you for that.
No, I see why.
And
but you know, there's a lot of people listening right now that totally relate to what you're talking about. Whether you're a military soldier, whether you're a police officer, whether you're a deputy sheriff, but you're high intensity, always high intensity, and you never can just let it out.
Right.
And what Steve's sharing with you, he's about to share you that God understands.
Yeah. And I started shaking. I started seeing red. I started crying. I was just in shutdown mode. And I just walked away. In the middle of this lady yelling at me, I just left the table. I just walked away. And I went back towards the service station, like where they fill up the soda or like they keep their dirty plates and stuff. Right. And I went back there and I had been raised in a religious house that went to a building every week and, talked about Jesus, but I knew nothing. The only thing I knew about Jesus was the two words, Jesus Christ. They were words to me. That was it.
Right.
And in that moment, like I said, 28 years of everything just bubbled to the surface. And I demanded. And I said, God, I said, I don't know you. I don't know where you are. But I said, if you do not take this, I'm either going to kill myself or I'm going to kill somebody else. Mm. I said, you better come down here. And you got to take this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what else to do.
Right.
And there was a, in that moment as I was talking, as soon as I said, you have to take this, it was like somebody was standing on me.
Wow.
And they just got off.
All this weight, all this pressure just totally lifted.
Immediate pressure was gone.
God took it.
And in that instant, I was even more scared because I knew that was God.
Right.
And I had no idea what to do.
Right.
And it was like, oh my goodness, like, do I call him? Like, does he have a Rolodex? Right. Like,
does he have a Rolodex?
I was like, oh my goodness, what do I?
I'm a paradigm shift. Hello.
Yeah. Like, in an instant.
I asked this God that I didn't know existed.
Instantly.
To take this from me. He takes it from me.
Yeah.
Everything shifts. Your focus is now off of this demanding American lady who's, all these things are going on.
Yeah.
You're no longer seeing red. You're seeing, oh my goodness, right?
God.
Yeah, yeah. God. And he met you there.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you began a journey. You began a journey.
Yeah.
He drew you to himself. So many people encounter God like that, You think about this. They encounter God where, you cried out for the Lord. And you needed to be healed, and God healed you. You needed a financial miracle, and you got a financial miracle. You needed your relationship fixed, and your relationship was fixed. And some people stop right there. And you remember when Jesus talked to a lot of the people that stopped right there, and he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part of me. And a lot of people started walking away because they didn't get on the journey to know this God. Because you didn't. You knew he existed now, but now I got to get to know him. Right? And you began that journey at that moment, didn't you?
Right. And it just, there was somebody else that that worked there at the time. He was a Navy veteran. And he was just trying to tell me about Jesus from time to time, like throughout the shifts. And I told him what had happened because he was working that night. Uh-huh. And it was so God. And he said, let's go get something to eat, man. The money, this is after working a double at a restaurant.
Right. Yeah, right.
And we went to a Waffle House. And we talked for 4 hours.
Wow.
We were at Waffle House till about 1 a.m. Mm. That was the first time I ever heard the gospel.
Awesome.
And listening to him, I said, if what you're telling me is true, if this is real, I said, this is what I've been searching for my whole life. I said, whatever I have to do, I'm in. Whatever I have to do, yes. Mm. And that weekend, I met you.
Awesome.
That weekend, he had shared that he said he knew some friends that were, traveling. Mm. And that was just God just set me up with my destiny.
And here you are all this time later, and now you're going to be there for somebody else. This applies to anybody and everybody who's listening, but we have so many vets that are coming back right now. I'm at unemployment's high. There was people lined up just nearby the hub, the studios, I don't know how many it was, just in a small area trying to apply for jobs. And here you are, they're shifting. I mean, one moment they're literally, you know, trying to keep stay alive, and next thing you're just trying to keep the glasses full of tea on a table. Those just don't compute outside of God.
Right.
What would you say to them? I mean, obviously you have. I mean, obviously they need to cry out to God. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can cry out to doctors. You can cry out to other vets. You can cry out to people. You can get angry. You can blame people. You can get bitter. You know, or you can just go, God, right? Exactly. Take this from me, right?
Right.
And he did, didn't he?
He is so faithful.
Wow. Well, I want to encourage you right now that if that's you, you know, I'm so glad that Steve's come and shared that with us for you. You can find out more. If you want to meet God, you can do that through his son, Jesus Christ. You can go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. As a matter of fact, and you can read Steve's personal testimony there along with others at meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.